So today, it's Martin Luther King Sunday. Tomorrow is when we celebrate it. And sometimes we look around and we think, well, why do we need to celebrate Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Let's think about that. Martin Luther King Jr.'s work was oriented toward the creation of a community characterized by love and by justice. A society that is totally integrated. A vision of a beloved community. Sounds like the church and faith to me. You see, a wholehearted integration of society was King's hope, and it was the hope of the movement he led. But how about now? How about the world in which we live? Do we live in this beloved community that this saint shared and worked so hard for? What can we do to continue to work for this beloved community that Jesus shares with us as well? So Jeff and I are going to share some words. Some of them are from Scripture and some of them are from Dr. King's speeches. The first begin with some Scripture and some words and visions of Dr. King. By the waters of Babylon, there we sat down and wept when we remembered Zion. For there our captives required of us songs and tormentors, mirth, saying, sing to us the new songs of Zion, from Psalm 137.
I have stood in a meeting with hundreds of youngsters and joined in while they sang, ain't gonna let nobody turn me round. It is not just a song, it is a resolve. These songs bind us together, give us courage together, help us march together. Martin Luther King, why we can't wait.
For the power of songs and songs of power, we give you thanks, O God. You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be children of your Father and Mother in heaven. For God makes the sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. From Matthew 5, verses 43 and 44.
Let us therefore not think of our movement as one that seeks to integrate into all the existing values of American society. Let us be those creative dissenters who will call our beloved country to a higher destiny, to a new plateau of compassion, to a more noble expression of humanness. From where do we go from here?
For your realm, which stands beyond and against all nations, and your justice, which judges all people, we give you thanks, O God. Cain
said to his brother Abel, let us go out into the field. And when they were in the field, Cain rose up against his brother Abel and killed him. Then God said to Cain, where is your brother Abel? He said, I do not know. Am I my brother's keeper? And God said, what have you done? Listen, your brother's blood is crying out to me from the ground. From Genesis 4, 8 to 10.
The person who passively accepts evil is as much involved in it as the one who helps perpetrate it. The person who accepts evil without protesting against it is really cooperating with it from stride toward freedom.
For the continuing witness of the life and ministry of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., whose blood cries from the ground to you and to us, we give you thanks, O God.
And from Dr. King's I Have a Dream speech. Even though we must face difficulties to today and tomorrow, I still have a dream. I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal.
I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, sons and daughters of former slaves and sons and daughters of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood and sisterhood. I have a dream my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character.
I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places shall be made plain, and the crooked places shall be made straight, and the glory of the Lord will be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together.
This will be the day when all of God's children will be able to sing with new meaning, "My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside let freedom ring."
When we allow freedom to ring from every town and every hamlet, from every state and every city, we will be able to speed up that day when all of God's children, black men and women and white men and women, Jews and Gentiles, Catholics and Protestants, will be able to join hands and to sing in the words of the old Negro spiritual,
"Free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty, we are free at last."
Words from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. and Scripture. The other thing I thought I'd share today as we gather is a book called Of Thee I Sing. The pictures will be up here. It is a book of faith. Have I told you lately how wonderful you are? How the sound of your feet running from afar brings dancing rhythms to my day? How you laugh and sunshine spills into the room? Have I told you that you are creative? A woman named Georgia O'Keeffe moved to the desert and painted petals, bone, bark. She helped us to see big beauty in what is small, the hardness of a stone and the softness of a feather. Have I told you lately that you are smart, that you braid great ideas with imagination? A man named Albert Einstein turned pictures in his mind into giant advances in science, changing the world with energy and light. Have I told you that you are brave? A man named Jackie Robinson played baseball and showed us all how to turn fear to respect and respect to love. He swung his bat with grace and strength of a lion and gave brave dreams to other dreamers. Have I told you that you are a healer? Sitting Bull was a Sioux medicine man who healed broken hearts and broken promises. "It is fine that we are different," he said. "For peace, it is not necessary for eagles to be crows." Though he was put in prison, his spirit soared free on the plains, and his wisdom touched the generations. Have I told you that you have your own song? A woman named Billie Holiday wore a gardenia in her hair and sang beautiful blues to the world. Her voice, full of sadness and joy, made people feel deeply and add their melodies to the chorus. Have I told you that you are strong? A woman named Helen Keller fought her way through long, silent darkness. Though she could not see or hear, she taught us to look and listen to each other. She never waiting for life to get easier, she gave others courage to face their challenges. Have I told you how important it is to honor others' sacrifices? A woman named Maya Lin designed the Vietnam Veterans Memorial to remember those who gave their lives in the war, and the Civil Rights Memorial to thank the many who fought for equality. Public places should be filled with art, she thought, so that we can walk amongst it, recalling the past and inspired to fix the future. Have I told you lately that you are kind? A woman named Jane Addams fed the poor and helped them find jobs. She opened doors and gave people hope. She taught adults and invited children to play and laugh and let their spirits grow wide. Have I told you that you don't give up? When violence erupted in our nation, a man named Martin Luther King Jr. taught us unyielding compassion. He gave us a dream that all races and creeds would walk hand in hand. He marched and he prayed and one at a time opened hearts and saw the birth of his dream in us. Have I told you that you are an explorer? A man named Neil Armstrong was the first to walk on the moon.
He watched the world from way up high, and he watched his lunar landing leaps, which made us brave enough to take our own big, bold strides. Have I told you that you are inspiring? A man named Cesar Chavez showed farm workers their own power when they felt they had none. The people were poor but worked hard and loved the land. Cesar picketed, prayed, and talked. The people listened to their hearts and marched for their rights. Si se puedo, Cesar said. Yes, you can. Have I told you that you are part of a family? A man named Abraham Lincoln knew that all America should work together. He kept our nation one and promised freedom to enslaved sisters and brothers. This man of the people, simple and plain, asked more of our country than we behave as kin. Have I told you to be proud to be an American? Our first president, George Washington, believed in liberty and justice for all. His barefoot soldiers crossed wintry rivers, forging ever on. He helped to make an idea into a new country, strong and true. A country of principles, a country of citizens. Have I told you that America is made up of people of every kind? People of all races, religions, and beliefs. People from coastlines and the mountains. People who have made bright lights shine by sharing their unique gifts and giving us the courage to lift one another up, to keep up the good fight, to work and build upon all that is good in our nation. Have I told you that they are all a part of you? Have I told you that you are one of them and that you are the future? And have I told you that I love you? You see, God loves us and stands with us because of our hearts on the inside, that we stand up and be what God has called us to be. What a wonderful gift that is. Thanks be to God. Amen.